coming up. 7 o'clock now, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. In a highly anticipated Senate hearing today, fired FBI Director James Comey will recount a series of conversations he says he had with President Trump. Now, Comey sent the committee 7 pages of planned testimony.
Concerning, awkward, inappropriate. These are the words fired FBI Director Comey uses to describe his interactions with President Trump in this riveting 7-page opening statement, meticulously chronicling the president's efforts to encourage the FBI to drop the Michael Flynn investigation and to clear his own name.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider, and you can watch today's James Comey testimony live starting at 10 at WMAL.com. Hundreds of people turned out last night at a mosque in Germantown for the funeral of one of the 2 high school seniors shot to death Monday night on the eve of graduation. His family hung 17-year-old Shadi Najjar's graduation gown next to a bouquet of flowers. Montgomery County Police continue to ask for the public's help in finding out who killed Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zibarov. A Northern Virginia man who went to Syria to join ISIS, but claimed he didn't, has been convicted of supporting terrorism. 27-year-old former Metro Access bus driver Mohammed Quais tried to convince the jury that he only traveled overseas to check things out for himself and had no plan to join ISIS. But prosecutors said otherwise, and Quais now faces sentencing in October. After D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's campaign was fined $13,000 for illegal campaign contributions, it appears there is still a problem with the city's political culture.
The nonprofit Public Citizen first found the suspicious donations in Muriel Bowser's mayoral campaign. Co-director Akeney Freechild says it exposes a lot of problems, first with Bowser's campaign.
There's been a lot of denials and foot dragging.
And with D.C.'s Office of Campaign Finance, which she says should have found the problem itself.
Anybody looking at that and sorting in Excel could find it.
But the underlying issue remains a cultural one within the Wilson building. Another council member, Brandon Todd's, appealing similar fines right now. It's just the latest in a long legacy of suspicious campaign activity. But Freechild does see some hope.
The council is actually looking at some pretty good reforms.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Ride-sharing companies are getting an official spot at BWI Airport.
You may have already taken an Uber or Lyft to BWI, but now the Maryland Board of Public Works has officially approved the companies to provide their service is there. This is airport spokesman Jonathan Dean.
The airport will establish a zone or zones for these companies to actually operate in order to pick up or drop off passengers.
And Dean says the ride-sharing companies will have to pay a $2.50 fee per pickup and drop-off to the airport. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It'll be day 4 of testimony today in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial in suburban Philadelphia after the jury heard from Cosby's chief accuser.
For more than 8 hours over the course of 2 days, defense attorney Angela Agrusa hammered away at Andrea Constand's credibility. The former Temple University employee remained composed and polite, saying that dinners at Cosby's house were not romantic, that they did not have a relationship, that the numerous phone calls she had with Cosby after the alleged attack were mostly work-related. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,174, the Nasdaq at 62.97. Sports, the Nets failed to complete the sweep, losing in L.A. The Orioles beat the Pirates again. NBA Finals, Golden State takes a 3-0 lead over the Cavaliers. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Isn't it interesting I'm the only one talking about this?
Mark Levin.
You won't see it in the lib media. The backbenchers haven't figured it out yet. No.
6 to 9 p.m.
Hence me. I'm here at night.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price. Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters, Interstate 95, southbound for the crash of Route 32. Now, please tell me it's on the exit ramp to get on to 32, but nonetheless, that'll be along the right side, and we're jammed from 100 to 32. Now, if you're using 29 or BW Parkway through that stretch, a better option. Let's continue 95 south, south of the ICC out at Calverton. Slows to join on to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Montgomery County commuters still dealing with the crash on Route 124. Southbound 124 south of Brink Road at Warfield Road. You're under police direction there. Virginia 66 had a couple cars on the left shoulder here trying to get through Manassas and the Sun Glare. The crash east on 66 after the second 234. That's business 234. That's the focal point of distraction there. You get a brief break and then you hit slow again into Centerville and Fair Oaks. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most likely looking at some summertime heat here late in the weekend, early next week. Probably some sort of heat advisory out. 76 today with a few clouds. Tonight, upper 50s. And once again, just a few clouds. Good looking Friday, sunny 82. Upper 80s near 90 Saturday, probably mid to upper 90s. Sunday, Monday, and maybe longer. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Woodbridge, 46 in Bowie, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Watch today's James Comey testimony live starting at 10 at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And Washington is talking today all about James Comey and his testimony that's happening today. As you just heard, you can see that live on WMAL.com starting at 10 o'clock. And joining us at 8:05 to discuss that is Ron Hosko. He's a former assistant director of the FBI, knows a great deal about this, and he'll be a very welcome guest this morning to set up the day of the big James Comey testimony. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Joining us right now, this is going to be fun, Richard Osijo. He is the Associate Professor of Sociology at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. And he is also the author of Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Urban Economy. Richard Osijo, welcome. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about this. This is very interesting topic of what they're calling, Wall Street Journal called old-timey jobs, making a comeback, millennials, bringing back jobs that had before this been dying. We're talking about butchers, bakers, no candlestick makers, but things like, as I said, a butcher, barbers, bartenders. Why are these jobs suddenly becoming hip?
Well, it's a combination of factors. You have how millennials, this generation, they've really bought into the idea that work should be something that is meaningful, that is important and fulfilling. It shouldn't just be something that earns you money and allows you to pay the bills. At the same time, we see what's going on in today's economy. We're becoming a lot more digital, a lot more knowledge-based, a lot more technology-based. At the same time as a lot of industries have become a little bit more volatile, more unstable. And so workers coming into the workforce are, you know, seeing all these trends and they have all these ideas in their head. And here you have these neglected, low status service jobs, manual labor jobs like bartenders, barbers, and butchers. And these jobs offer something a lot different. They're an alternative to a lot of the more conventional jobs that we think about for college graduates. They allow them to be creative at the same time as they allow them to use their hands and to make a tangible product and to provide a service for the public.
But, you know, interestingly, you talk about it's not typical, it's atypical for a college graduate situation. I mean, these are affluent kids we're talking about. These are people who have money, or whose families have money who are diving into these things, not the type of people who are looking to climb out of some sort of poverty by taking on a manual labor job or a low-skill gig. Why is that?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. These are folks who have options. They don't have to be pursuing these jobs. They don't have to take these jobs, but they certainly don't have to be pursuing them as careers. And I found that these folks who went to college and they perhaps had aspirations to go into a certain industry, such as tech, such as IT, something like that, or publishing, they either went that route and didn't find themselves in it, right? They didn't really see themselves being able to do this long term for the rest of their lives. They didn't really find it fulfilling, or they simply had difficulty figuring out where their place was going to be in this world, in this new economy. And they discovered these more specialized versions of these jobs. So they're not becoming bartenders at your neighborhood bar or at Applebee's or
right.
something. They're not becoming barbers at the neighborhood shop or butchers at the supermarket. They only wanted to do the jobs that were going to be challenging to them.
Yeah.
That were going to allow them to be creative at the same time as they could learn technical skills and acquire all this knowledge that they could teach to the public.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a guy who appreciates like these like specialty products and seeing people start them up and try and create sort of like trendy things. But you know what it seems like? This is like the Instagram generation basically building stores that people can go take photos in, right? I mean, how many things are driven just by like what cool Instagram photos can I take there? And I really mean that. I find all of these like trend, even in DC, I see trendy coffee shops popping up. They're built for people to take photos of their experiences, of them sitting there literally drinking coffee. And it seems like there's some sort of correlation here between like, this is trendy, I see pictures of it, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, these jobs, they really emerge. I could have studied chefs, right? I could have studied the foodie world, and I did in a way by studying the butchers, but this really starts around that time, I think, with food blogs and aestheticizing food, right? And you're absolutely right. Instagram came a little bit later, but really it's the same type of behavior of documenting one's experience, and experience is really what it's all about. These places are, they're really almost like totalizing experience environments. You're meant to feel like you're in this old-timey barbershop or butcher shop or an old-timey bar that resembles a speakeasy. And everything kind of conforms to that idea that you're in this place. And you want to document it. You want to share it. You want to, you know, spread it around, show that you were there at the same time as you wanted to have a unique, individualized experience. So I think you're absolutely right. As much as we say these are these old-timey jobs that are recalling these lost days, this very nostalgic way of looking at it, they are also very much intertwined with very, very contemporary modern technological trends like Instagram and just social media in general.
It's almost, as we're having this discussion, you know, I think of the specialty cheese stores, and you have the craft brewers now, and now the big thing is craft distilleries that are popping up. Everything is specialized. But to Vince's point and to your point about this being an experience, it's almost like everything now, everywhere we have to go, has to be another ride on Disney. You know, everything has to be an experience. It can't just be going to the butcher and getting some meat. It has to be an experience. It has to be over the top of very Disney-fied version of life.
I think so, and I think that's it's the other side of it. So I looked at more the production side, like what younger generations want out of work, but really they don't exist unless you have younger generations who want something out of consumption, right? Who want something out of what they buy and do and what they have done to their bodies. And people, young folks, really, really want to have an authentic type of experience or an authentic product, something that is handmade, something that has very unique origins. They want to be informed also about what it is that they're consuming. Where did it come from? How did it get here? How did you turn these materials into this product that I'm about to consume, and the possibilities are endless, right? It's cheese, it's baking, obviously, it's chocolate, it's not just food things, but clothing, and it's become very, very widespread in cities across the country.
The world is just one giant Etsy.
Well, yeah. Everything's changing. Thank you very much, Richard. I really appreciate it. That was Richard Osejo.
So interesting.
Who gives us a lot of information on old-timey jobs. All of a sudden, they're popping up. Thank you very much. It's 7:15 now, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 south in Urbana crashes over to the shoulder, still slowing to check it out. Beyond in Germantown, Gaithersburg to Rockville slowing. Montgomery County commuters still dealing with the crash on 124 southbound 124 after Brink Road at Warfield Road. So do what your police at that intersection. Maryland 95 southbound before you get to over the exit for Route 32. That's where we have the crash. Virginia 66. Here we go. Slowing through Manassas. We have volume there every morning, but extra volume because of the crash to the shoulder. East on 66 as you pass Business 234. We have two cars there on beyond through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street below speed. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to keep getting hotter over the next few days. Today, it's high of 76, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, high of 82. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 80s. And then Sunday, highs in the mid-90s with abundant sunshine. It's 58 degrees at Reagan National, 716.
Achoo. It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and Oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
The amazing disappearing job is next up. We were just talking about old-timey jobs, which are coming back. But there are jobs that are disappearing, apparently, Mary. What are they?
Yeah, according to Forbes, and they would know more than anyone, right, about disappearing jobs. And we were talking about butchers with our last guest, things like butchers and barbers and bartenders, because those jobs pay less than $30,000 a year. It's not exactly something, that you're going to be able to do a lot with. Well, by 2024, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting that there will be 136,000 fewer postal jobs than there are right now in 2014. It's a 28% decline. Other jobs will fare worse. Locomotive firers. Are those? I just have the image of some guy without a shirt on, covered in coal dust, sweaty, fiery, shoveling coal into a train engine.
Right.
But they're responsible for monitoring instruments on trains now. They no longer throw the coal into the stove.
There's no coal shoveling going on.
No coal shoveling. They also watch for signals and dragging equipment. They claim that there will be 1,700 of them employed in 2014 and only 510 years from now, so by 2024, 70% decline.
Well, the Postal Service thing is interesting for a number of reasons, but especially because it seems like a lot of that's moved to the private market. Just that you've got, FedEx and UPS and like all these other alternative mail carrying services that are doing things. And the day-to-day mail that we send to one another is like the only thing you're really getting inside an envelope now is a bill or junk.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a conversation with Victoria, who's filling in for Heather while she's out. We were talking about this. I know someone getting married, millennials, and never got an invitation to the wedding. Apparently, we have a website. You just go to the website. It's like, no, you know, there's an invitation that's sent. And there's
is it
no
possible you weren't invited?
Well, actually, we did finally get an invitation, so we were invited.
All right, just making sure. I don't want to embarrass you here.
There's no RSVP card. They refer you to the web page, and you RSVP on the web page.
It's an e-vite.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the e-vites are now acceptable for everything. Emails are now acceptable in lieu of thank you notes. So this idea of, it's okay, it's the same. Or texting. I've gotten texts now. Happy birthday. Like, you used to send me a card, Mom. Now she texts me, you know, that kind of thing, in lieu of pieces of mail. So I understand why that's going to disappear.
Well, you know how you don't get in touch with your mother anymore? It's through the operator, apparently. I'm looking at this Forbes infographic,
yeah.
And it shows that telephone operators have seen a huge decline in employment in U.S. jobs, and by 2024 are expected to drop by 42% of people who actually work as operators for telephones. When was the last time you just pressed zero on your phone?
I do whenever I'm making a call to somewhere and I don't want to have to go through the phone tree, or I go through the phone tree and I want to speak to a human being.
So
For most systems, if you press zero a gazillion times, it gets you an operator.
So you're breaking some news here, because I didn't realize that that operator still works.
Just incessantly press zero and you'll get an operator.
You don't just pick up the phone and yell representative over and over?
No. No, but I mean, like, if I'm calling customer service for something, so I'm calling a specific number and you get stuck in that phone tree thing, if you press zero over and over, you do get an operator. So it's not technically a telephone operator, but you can usually get at someone who at a place of business.
Well, there's an old-timey job. I don't think you can Instagram that one, though.
No, you cannot. Sewing machine operators declining less than telephone operators, which I thought was interesting. Because I just thought sewing machine operators, it's all automated now, right? It's just like these big machines that sew everything.
Well, some apparel has intricate features that needs a delicate hand. Every so often you need a seamstress or a tailor, somebody to help take care of, especially around here in D.C. I feel like a lot of people, you know, get their suits tailored. They need to make sure, you know, get their hems taken care of. There's a lot of that.
Very hard to find good ones, too. You know what else is hard to find? Shoe repair people, cobblers. When was the last time you saw a cobbler? And they're very hard to find. You find a good one, they can repair handbags, they repair everything. They're fantastic, but you can't find a good one.
The cobbler decision for me is, how much do you want to spend? So is it worth, do you love those shoes? Then maybe you should. But if you're like kind of so-so, the amount of money you're going to spend getting them resold, you probably should just go and, you know, buy new ones.
But they do other things. For instance, like the bottom of your boots, or a woman's heel that has that little protective piece on the bottom. And when that wears off, you just have them put them back on. It's like $5.
That's why I don't wear heels.
That's not what I heard. I also thought this was interesting. Motor vehicle electronic equipment installers and repairers. I would think that motor vehicles are just loaded with electronic equipment. So why would that job be suffering a 50% decrease by 2024? That was really interesting to me.
Nowadays, to diagnose a vehicle problem, is a lot of it's just plug in the computer and it'll tell you what's wrong.
But to repair it, right? You don't need people to do that, though.
A lot is changing, Mary. The robots are coming.
I'll be dead by then, so I'm down with it.
722 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started 3 successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across the board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfectully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians. Paid for by Ed Gillespie for governor.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat-blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah. Because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's our Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Virginia 66, we did have the multi-car crash in Manassas. It's gone now. Had a lot of activity on the shoulder. Shouldn't be distracted by that anymore. Now it's the sun glare and the volume. Beyond into Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks slow. It's been quiet inside the Beltway on 66, Falls Church, Arlington, and over to Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Some good news there. On the southeast, southwest freeway, volume each direction toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, but lanes are reported open. Maryland, Interstate 95, boy, we are jammed well before you get to Route 100. The crash as you push past 175 to 32, that was along the left side, and 270 south in Urbana. Had the minor crash, it was quickly to the shoulder, southbound at Route 80 Urbana, but we were still slowing to check it out. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pleasant weather ruling, hot weather coming by late in the weekend, early next week. So hang on, folks. We're going to have ourselves a heat wave. A few clouds around this morning, a few this afternoon, 76, 80s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right. 58 degrees in the nation's capital, 726. Greg Gianforte, you remember, was running for Congress and won in Montana. And this is the interaction he had with Ben Jacobs. Let's go to cut seven. This is when Ben Jacobs tried to question him at a time that he didn't want to be questioned.
I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses.
You, the last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses?
So that was the body slam heard around the world. And then the following night, Greg Gianforte won that special election. And this is him apologizing to Ben Jacobs in brief.
Last night I made a mistake. And I took an action that I can't take back. And I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did.
So this morning now we have a new apology from Greg Gianforte, a very long one. He wrote out loud that I want to express my sincere apology for my conduct on the evening of May 24th. My physical response to your legitimate question was unprofessional, unacceptable, and unlawful. As a candidate for office and a public official, I should be held to a high standard in my interactions with the press and the public. And then he goes on but talking about the values of the Constitution and that he had no right to assault him. And ultimately, quote, I am making a $50,000 contribution to the Committee to Protect Journalists, an independent nonprofit organization that promotes press freedom and that protects the rights of journalists worldwide. I made a mistake and humbly ask for your forgiveness. Ben Jacobs, that Guardian reporter, responded in kind. I've accepted Mr. Gianforte's apology and his willingness to take responsibility for his actions and statement. And Ben goes on to argue for the importance of the First Amendment. Unlike that body slam, I hope that all puts that to rest. It's 728 on WMAL.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite. Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
We're just a few short hours away from James Comey testifying in public. The first part of his testimony already made public yesterday. I'm going to take you through a tour of some of its most fabulous moments. 7:30 now, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Many Americans will be watching today as fired FBI Director James Comey testifies before a Senate committee, and someone else will be watching too.
The White House certainly is going to be closely monitoring all the action on Capitol Hill today. The pre-reaction from White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders came last night. She indicated, in part at least, that the White House wanted to focus on the fact that the prepared remarks of James Comey came out on the heels of the testimony on Capitol Hill by the intelligence chiefs.
Correspondent Joe Johns. And of course, you can watch the Comey testimony today starting at 10 at WMAL.com. Hundreds came to last night's funeral for one of the two Germantown high school students killed Monday night on the eve of graduation. This as police continue to ask for the public's help in pulling together clues to the murders of 17-year-old Shadi Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zibarov, both seniors at Northwest High School. A federal court jury in Alexandria has convicted a former Metro Access bus driver on charges of supporting terrorism for going overseas to join ISIS. 27-year-old Mohammed Qais was captured in Iraq by Kurdish forces. He claimed he didn't join ISIS, but had simply gone to Syria to check things out for himself. Day 4, Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial is set to begin in a couple of hours. The jury heard yesterday from Cosby's primary accuser.
Andrea Constand was calm and unflappable as defense attorney Angela Agrusa suggested she had a relationship with Cosby, that the setting for a dinner was romantic. No, ma'am, Constand said. She was just there to eat her food. Constand testified that numerous phone calls with Cosby after the alleged attack were work-related. Gloria Allred, who represents several of Cosby's accusers, was escorted out of the courtroom when her cell phone rang. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,174, the Nasdaq at 62,97. Sports, Clayton Kershaw outduels Steven Strasburg as the Dodgers beat the Nationals. The O's get another walk-off extra-inning win over the Pirates, and Golden State takes Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Should liberal cities like Charlottesville and Richmond be allowed to destroy historical monuments honoring Confederate soldiers like Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Ed Gillespie says that's okay. Gillespie told the Washington Post he opposes a law protecting these monuments. That's no surprise. It's part of a pattern with Gillespie. Gillespie lobbied for a legal alien amnesty and said he would veto a ban on late-term abortions. Ed Gillespie is a K Street insider lobbyist who stands for nothing. Lost to Mark Warner 3 years ago and will lose again in November. The conservative choice? Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. A solid record. More jobs. Stable taxes. Stand up to illegal immigration. Fight political correctness. Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents the amazing Christopher Spencer, an incredibly talented Civil War era firearms designer. Spencer invented a 7-shot repeating breech loader, among the most popular Union issued firearms. The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
If you have arthritis pain in a hip or knee, you may qualify for a local clinical research study enrolling now. Call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC to learn more. Qualified volunteers may receive an investigational study medication for arthritis pain or placebo for up to 56 weeks and reimbursement for travel. If you suffer from arthritis pain in your hip or knee, call 888-885-1551 or visit myclinicaltrial.com/MC.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County 124 is still a bit of a struggle here with the accident. 124 south of Brink Road at Warfield Road. Seeing delays each direction, southbound especially, the flow of the rush hour. Taking 108 through Laytonsville, that's working. A little bit of volume 108 south toward Brink Road. I know it's a big workaround. Taking a trip on 270 south in Urbana. That crash has been cleared over to the shoulder. Looks like we had one in the backup between the Monocacy and Route 80. Beyond, off and on to 109 Hyattstown with the rush hour. And now, as we head into Gaithersburg and Rockville, what's in store for our trip in town? Well, DC 295, it's the stop and go coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale with your travel lanes open. No problems in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Freeway heavy in each direction. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pleasant weather ruling hot. Weather coming by late in the weekend, early next week. So hang on, folks. We're going to have ourselves a heat wave. A few clouds around this morning, a few this afternoon. 76, 80s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 54 in Manassas, 50 in Hyattsville, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Thursday morning. Joining us at 8:05 will be Ron Hosko. He's president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. He's also a former assistant director of the FBI. And gee, FBI, what could he possibly be talking about today? Probably one of the most anticipated summer events that we're going to see all year. We're going to have Comey's testimony later today, in case you haven't heard. And also, WMAL.com will be live streaming that testimony starting at 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonese.
Good morning, Mary. You know, James Comey had got an early start to this because yesterday the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence released James Comey's statement, which appears to be his opening statement before the committee today, which we'll hear him say out loud. We've heard many newscasters reading portions of this, and I just want to kind of take you through a quick tour of the things that I spotted yesterday inside this letter. It's one full of drama. It kind of, you know, sets the stage very precisely. It mentions grandfather clocks. It talks about, you know, what the room was like and who was there. And it's James Comey sort of writing his thoughts down about his interactions with Trump. Nine of them, he says. Nine interactions. January 6th, let's begin. Comey tells Trump he's not personally under investigation. This is the first time of 3 times, James Comey says, that he told the president of the United States that he's not personally under investigation. He says, quote, Prior to the January 6th meeting, I discussed with the FBI's leadership team whether I should be prepared to assure President-elect Trump that we were not investigating him personally. During our one-on-one meeting at Trump Tower, based on President-elect Trump's reaction to a briefing and without him directly asking the question, I offered that assurance. So that was the beginning of James Comey telling the president several times, hey, you're not under investigation. We also found out that this practice of keeping memos on the conversations that he had with President Trump was something that was unique to President Trump. James Comey, who's often been cited in the press as a guy who regularly documents his meetings, was doing no such thing with President Obama. Now, part of that's the volume of conversations. He has had 9 conversations with President Trump and just 2 conversations one-on-one with President Obama. There's obviously a difference there. But I've already heard some people, Trump supporters on television, I chuckled when I heard it, but I think some people take it as true. Trump's just more of a hands-on guy. Trump called the head of the National Park Service on the first day of his presidency to establish the size of the crowd that was at his inauguration. So he's definitely the kind of guy who's picking up. He's literally giving his cell phone out to world leaders. He's like, I'd like to talk to people. So in this case, he's talked to Comey a lot, and Comey says he wrote down his conversations with the president.
What I thought was interesting to that point is, here's what he says. Creating written records immediately after one-on-one conversations with Mr. Trump was my practice from that point forward. This had not been my practice in the past. And I thought I starred that in the transcript because there had been talk about, well, if you have this memo that leaked to the New York Times, what other notes had he been taking? Did he take any notes after the whole Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meeting came to light? What other memos has? And now here he goes, oh, I don't have any other memos. That was pretty much, this is a very CYA kind of statement here.
Yeah, I totally agree. And this is to sort of absolve himself from having to be like, you know, have an inquisition into what else you got. What else did you write down? Right. He's like, I didn't write anything else down. Just the Trump stuff. So we'll see. We'll see if that's true. And hopefully we get some tough questions on that today. At one point, Comey described an awkward silence with the president. He says that, I believe this was after the meeting where he asked everybody else to leave the room. He said, he was one-on-one with the president. And this is the meeting where President Trump requested loyalty. The president said, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. This is what Comey wrote. I didn't move, speak, or change my facial expression in any way during the awkward silence that followed. We simply looked at each other in silence. The conversation then moved on, but he returned to the subject near the end of our dinner. And ultimately, honest loyalty is what Comey committed. You know, I listened to the loyalty question. Clearly, you know, this is in the context of President Trump's already said something about Mike Flynn, that he hopes he can see his way clear on that investigation. But, like, also, the Trump administration has been dealing with these leaks from the government because of a lack of loyalty from people who control information like this. So it wouldn't be the most bizarre thing in the world for the president to be like, I need you to be a loyal FBI director, because right now my administration's in chaos because of disloyalty.
And that's exactly how it could be meant. And clearly, they didn't take it any other way because nothing was done. There was no flag. There was no, this is inappropriate. There was some further action taken in the sense that he apparently took some of his concerns to other members of the FBI and they had a discussion about it. But nobody flagged it. Nobody said it was, you know, inappropriate. They went no further with it.
Another thing that I spotted was that Trump actually pushed for Comey to open an investigation into the Russia dossier that is mentioned, the Steele file that we talk about from time to time.
That's the BuzzFeed one.
The fake news, yeah. He said during the dinner, the president returned to the salacious material I had briefed him on on January 6th. And as he had done previously, expressed his disgust for the allegations. And he said he was considering ordering me to investigate the alleged incident to prove it didn't happen. I replied that he should give that careful thought because it might create a narrative that we were investigating him personally, which we weren't. Again, Mike Flynn saying, you're not under investigation. Very interesting. 7:43 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA? With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash, but now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber's the ultimate side hustle. Driving with Uber means you can earn extra cash whenever you want. It's not just another J-O-B. It's a totally flexible way to earn. You can turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber. Have you ever wanted to be your own boss? I bet you'd make a great boss. Drive with Uber and you are your own boss. If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now. And Uber's Instant Pay makes every day payday. You can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Listen, if you enjoy earning extra cash, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car can start making you money. So go ahead, get your side hustle on. Sign up to Drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day sale. Don't miss our 8 a.m. doorbusters. 5 hours only on June 10th. Get $50 off Cabela's exclusive Master-Built Sportsman Electric Smoker and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in-store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Checking out the commute, Virginia, 395. Lanes reported open, but commuters saying about 45 minutes from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. A slow go along the way to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Fine out of Virginia, it's out of Maryland through Oxon Hill. The delay's back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. D.C. 295 southbound. An earlier minor crash near Pennsylvania Avenue. You should find that cleared. So we had big delays out of Chevrolet and Riverdale to get on to 295. Montgomery County, boy, we are still struggling on 124. We had the crash. 124 south of Brink Road at Warfield Road. Still see some activity, even though crews tell me lanes are open. I'm a little bit suspicious about that. However, plan for the extra time on 124 in that location. To Maryland's 95 southbound. Looks like lanes have been reopened as you head south past 32, but very slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather on the way, most likely an all-out heat wave here with mid and upper 90s starting about Sunday into the early and middle part of next week. Enjoy today. A few clouds, 76. Tonight, a few clouds down to 58. Sunshine tomorrow, 82. Close to 90 Saturday, but the real hot stuff here by Sunday, Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in Reagan National, it's 58 degrees, 746 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Frederick or Tuesday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, so James Comey... His testimony begins in a few short hours here. You can watch it live on WMAL.com at 10 a.m. And you're going to hear things like this. The president said, told James Comey, according to his prepared testimony, that Flynn hadn't done anything wrong in speaking with the Russians, Mike Flynn. But he had to let him go, Trump said, because he had misled the vice president. But interestingly, Trump also added that he, quote, had other concerns about Flynn, which he did not then specify. So it sounds like, you know, above and beyond their concern about Mike Flynn lying to the vice president, President Trump, according to James Comey, said he had other concerns about Mike Flynn as well. So that'll be interesting to see if that ever gets borne out in reporting or if President Trump ever mentions it. Seems unlikely we're going to hear from President Trump on that. I think the Mike Flynn story he wants to put far behind him now, especially because it was happened so early in the administration. So we'll hear probably less about that.
No, I agree. I can't. If President Trump wanted him to know what it was,
he
would have given it to him right then and there. He sounded like this was a, you know, hey, I'm talking to my buddy type conversation. He would have told him.
So there's another interesting thing in terms of the timeline that James Comey presents, and it's this. The FBI apparently expected Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russia investigation at least 2 weeks before Jeff Sessions actually recused himself from the Russia investigation. And it's hard for me to understand why, for a number of reasons. Let me just read this to you. This is the James Comey transcript. The FBI leadership team agreed with me that it was important not to infect the investigative team with the president's request, meaning that they downplay the investigation into Mike Flynn, which we did not intend to abide. We also concluded that, given that it was a one-on-one conversation, there was nothing available to corroborate my account. We concluded it made little sense to report it to Attorney General Sessions, who we expected would likely recuse himself from involvement in Russia-related investigations. He did so 2 weeks later. What's interesting about that is, in the intervening time from the time that James Comey had that meeting and made that assessment, it later came out that Jeff Sessions had that meeting with the ambassador from Russia, which he then had to amend his prior testimony to Congress to say, oh yeah, I had a meeting with Kislyak. So it's not clear if James Comey thought that Jeff Sessions would recuse himself on the basis of his integrity, just that he would avoid anything in dealing with the campaign, or if it's because they already knew that he had a Kislyak conversation that was going to come out.
Yeah, I couldn't understand. You had mentioned that. I couldn't understand why this was important. Okay, we thought he was going to recuse himself, and then but he did so 2 weeks later. And you had mentioned that. And I'm sitting there, I was wondering where you were going with it, because I couldn't understand. So why is that a big deal? So you're right, maybe they already knew.
Yeah. So that totally interesting thing, and it's something else worth remembering as we listen to James Comey today.
Yeah, because if they did already know, it leads to the unmasking.
For sure. It's just one more thing. Just a data point. Just keep it in your mind. Just put it somewhere. Put it in the file cabinet under C for Comey. I made the Russia investigation public partly because of Chuck Grassley, James Comey says. He explained that the president asked why there had been a congressional hearing about Russia the previous week, at which I had, as the Department of Justice directed, confirmed the investigation into possible coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. I explained the demands from the leadership of both parties in Congress for more information, and that Senator Grassley had even held up the confirmation of the Deputy Attorney General until we briefed him in detail on the investigation. So there's a lot here, a lot more that I can't even get to in this document, but I will say James Comey writes like a mystery writer. A lot of information in there. 7:51 now, WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
We all want to be our healthiest, so we get a doctor. Pretty good, right? Or maybe we get a group of doctors who all work together. Even better. But what if we could have a group of top doctors working together with our health coverage? That would be Kaiser Permanente. We work together to make sure you get the care you need and the coverage to make it happen. Because your health is the only thing that matters. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockford, Maryland, 20852.
Time to check in on your money. Let's see how it's doing with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk.
Hey there. Good Thursday morning. Well, futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street today. All eyes and ears on James Comey testimony today as the fired former FBI director appears before the Senate Intelligence Committee. The market may react to that if there's a feeling that President Trump's corporate tax cuts may be further delayed. Investors are also keeping their eyes on the UK election today. say Prime Minister Theresa May was ahead in the polls last night. Gas prices are down 2 cents a gallon on average in the past week, and yesterday the price of crude oil dropped because of a surprise increase in U.S. supplies. You may also have some lower gas prices heading into the summer driving season. Verizon's deal to buy Yahoo will likely be approved at today's Yahoo shareholder meeting. Reports say Verizon will then combine Yahoo with its AOL division and fire possibly up to 1,000 people. And no one won Powerball last night. The new jackpot on Saturday night is $435 million, tied for the seventh largest in Powerball history. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to give you a piece of financial advice for a great retirement. You need to learn about the 1010 IRA, a 10% simple interest annual rate of return IRA guaranteed for 10 years. My friends, Dave and Lorette Ahrens, will provide you with all the details. They did it for me. I was amazed. Get your free information packet now. Call 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. 888-411-4130.
At Mattress Warehouse, they make the mattress buying process easier and more efficient with BedMatch. It only takes a few minutes to find mattresses that offer the perfect support for you and your body. Their professional sales staff can find a mattress for any type of sleeper that's comfortable, supportive, and affordable. If you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, go to Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. SleepHappens.com. That's SleepHappens.com.
Hey, 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go. Alexandria crash, Duke Street, Telegraph Road. And I'm really looking at Telegraph Road with the extra volume as you head past Eisenhower to get on to Duke. So be prepared for that. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. Elsewhere, get you in from the west on 66. Earlier crash completely gone in Manassas. Overall, Manassas to Centerville, again in Fair Oaks. Beltway were jammed up through Annandale. Again, from 66 to the Legion Bridge with travel lanes all reported open. Montgomery County, they were still dealing with a crash cleanup at last check on 124 southbound, 124 south of Brink Road at Warfield Road, and definitely seeing those delays in each direction. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a little overcast with clear sky for the morning and a few clouds and sunshine this afternoon. A nice pleasant 76. Near normal tomorrow with sunshine 82. 90s coming as soon as Saturday, but more likely by Sunday. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
58 degrees now. It's 7:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The Orioles.
And that one's drilled. That's going to be out of here.
Three home runs in the first inning. The Nationals.
Fish here. The Nets are going to win it.
Three runs in the ninth inning. Strong start versus stronger finish. Catch everything. The Nationals and Orioles make up their series finale tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, we are going to do a little recap of Jeff Sessions and some rumors flying around the district about will he stay or will he go.
And we're going to talk to Ron Hosko, the former assistant director of the FBI, on an auspicious day to talk to somebody like that. James Comey testifying very soon here on Capitol Hill. The world's going to be watching, and we're going to tell you what to expect today. That's all coming up right now. It's time for the news, 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington.